Now, here's the thing. The placebo effect. You know what it is. You're given a pill, usually as part of a drugs trial, to determine whether a new medicine works or not. Only you're not told whether you've been given the actual drug or just a sugar pill, a placebo.
And often it's claimed that patients report an improvement in their condition, even though they've only had the sugar pill. That's the placebo effect. But surely it couldn't possibly work if you told someone beforehand for definite they were taking the sugar pill. Well, medical researchers in the US now reckon it might. They took a group of patients suffering from irritable bowel syndrome, and their findings suggest that taking a known placebo was a lot more effective at improving symptoms than having no treatment at all. Ted Kapchuk, an associate professor at Harvard Medical School, led the experiment.
The fundamental question we asked is, do you have to fool people, trick people, to think they're getting a real drug to harness the placebo effect? And in this study, we demonstrated, at least in this study, that you can honestly describe a placebo as a sugar pill, an inert substance, give it to a person in the context of a supportive, compassionate doctor-patient relationship and still get a placebo effect. You don't have to fool people, it seems, to get a placebo effect.
But if that's true, that would be incredible, wouldn't it? I mean, I thought the whole idea of placebos, what you didn't know, you just thought you might be getting something that was doing you some good. And possibly that might do you some good because there's the power of suggestion. But there's no power of suggestion in this. You're actually telling them this won't do you any good.
We actually told the people that we thought it might do benefit for them. We actually described that placebos doing the ritual of medicine in the context of a doctor-patient relationship, taking the pills, having a doctor listen to you, empathetic witnessing, that those things are powerful factors in how we recover from illness. And so we gave people positive expectations, but we also told people that they didn't have to believe in this, that it may happen automatically, the way that Pavlov's dog salivated when they heard a bell, just by conditioning. And we also told people that they could relax and just suspend their disbelief. The only thing we wanted them to do is take two pills twice a day for 3 weeks.
Right, so you go among some people who've got irritable bowel syndrome, you give them basically a sugared pill and say, we don't really know what's going to happen to this, keep an open mind about it, and you actually get people say, hey, doc, my irritable bowel is not as irritable anymore.
That's what happened in this experiment, but I want to stress that we have to be cautious. We did this on a small number of people, 80 people, in only 3 weeks. We have to replicate this with larger numbers of people. We have to talk to patients and get their feedback about how to optimally use this method. But this is a proof of principle. We're opening up a new question, which is, besides drugs, besides procedures, besides surgery, can physicians and other healthcare providers just use the ritual of medicine alone to help people become healthy?
You'll be aware, obviously, of the argument there is about homeopathy. Many people say that it works for them, and others say, well, actually, there's nothing in this medicine you're taking, so it can't possibly work. But what you're saying about placebo is correct, then that could explain some of that, couldn't it?
I'm not an expert in homeopathy, but certainly homeopathy and all kinds of healing, all kinds of medicine, have a placebo component, especially around subjective complaints, patient self-reports, self-appraisal. We don't think this works for shrinking tumors or helping people's memories around with Alzheimer's disease. We think this might help around things like chronic pain, headaches, low back pain, osteoarthritic pain, depression.
Absolutely astonishing. What are you going to do with this research now?
Well, I think the most important thing is to replicate it. We were pretty surprised by this finding ourselves. We didn't even know if people would be willing to join this study. It's too early for this to be a game changer, but we think it's a provocative new avenue to begin to move medicine towards.
Certainly is. That's Ted Kapchuk from the Harvard Medical School.